Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's just different.
Yeah. The Bar Podcast. Biblical reform, let's go. Yeah. Welcome to the bar. Come on and pull up a seat and open up your Bible. What a wonderful feast. The living bread. And we're discussing what it means for the streets, the inner cities, and the burbs, and every person we meet. This is where we challenge worldviews that we hear from world news. In light of the scripture, yo, we are here to serve you. We're your source for resources to help you on your way as you battle mean forces. Yo, this is for the people who can see the importance of sound theology and the scripture that support it. Yeah, this is for the truth lovers, biblically reforming, preaching Christ to the nations. Yeah, the nations. Welcome to the modern reformation.
Yeah. Welcome, everybody. It's the boy, Dwayne. It's the bar back in here, man. And bringing you a great episode. I'm here live at G3. Super excited just being back in Atlanta, Georgia. G3 vibes. It's always like a fan reunion. So we are bringing you another interview, man. And I am I'm excited about this interview because I actually don't know anything about the person, which you guys know. Usually when I have people on, I don't read the book before they get on. I don't look at the movie because I want to have a real conversation, man. And so today on, we have on none other than my brother, Bradley, man. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir.
Good. So thanks for having me.
You have some I don't know if they work for you, work with you, but they were around scouting the place and looking for all the podcasts and like working. We get a plug, man, but shout out to those guys, man. But hey, just
teamwork.
I know, right? I always like to start off, man, letting you kind of introduce yourself.
Yeah.
And then just anything you want to share with the people.
Yeah. Most important thing about me is I'm a Christian.
Amen.
Saved by the grace of God.
Yes,
not
sir.
Anything that I did to deserve that.
Right.
But I'm a husband, my wife Cindy, father to our, we're expecting number 11.
11?
Right now, so we're very blessed.
Amen. Golly. Yeah.
Very, very blessed.
Woo. I got four, man. You know, usually people around that 4 or 5.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if they got 5, I'll be like, you win because I'm done. But you got 11. Like, you skunked me a long time ago. But go ahead, keep going.
That's right. So they're our joy.
That's amazing.
And, but as a vocation, I'm an attorney. Been practicing for 15 years. And I'm the president of the Foundation to Abolish Abortion. We help write bills and do speaking and education about the subject of abolishing abortion, not just in the U.S., but around the world,
mm-hmm.
hopefully eventually, but focus right now in the U.S. And seeking to abolish abortion, you know, which obviously we believe that's God's will.
Right.
He wants to end abortion. He wants us to fight to abolish abortion.
Right.
But he has a certain way and methods that he wants us to go about that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we try to do.
Amen, man. So, you know, just hearing that and kind of the mini spiel that your team did, you know, because someone listening, because, you know, if you're an old listener of the Bar Podcast, you remember the Be Not Deceived days and Terrence Barlow and Virgil. Actually, they were showing up at the clinics and like doing videos out there,
right.
and all of that's way, way back, man. So we always been on the side of abolishing abortion and supporting that cause. And we have several guests on about it, man. So what are you guys doing that, you know, may be different, or because your team kind of mentioned some things, you know, where people talk about, you know, pro-life and things like that, man. What are some things that make you guys different?
Yeah. So I would say we call ourselves abolitionists.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of to distinguish ourselves from the general pro-life movement, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're for life,
mm-hmm.
like everybody else is, but a lot of the methods of the pro-life movement, and when I say pro-life movement, I'm not talking about like the pregnancy resource centers or a lot of those kind of things. I'm really talking about the pro-life lobbying organizations,
mm-hmm.
organizations behind like what are the laws that are going to get passed, the pro-life
mm-hmm.
politicians and all that. So we're wanted to distinguish ourselves from them because a lot of the methodologies of the pro-life movement are not biblical.
Mm.
In fact, they kind of say, this isn't about religion. They try to, like, it's almost like they're ashamed of.
Right.
Like, I think there's a lot of Christians there.
Right.
But, no, we don't use the Bible. We don't use what God says. This is all about science and reason and all kind of good things. But they leave their Bibles at home. They put down their biggest weapon. So we want to distinguish ourselves from that. And then also our approach is that we want to love our neighbors as ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. Second greatest commandment. So what are the laws protecting my life and your life as born people? Okay, we want those same laws to protect people before they're born.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the most pithy way to say it is that, what does it mean to be an abolitionist? It means I'm a Christian who believes that murdering anyone should be illegal for everyone, because we're all made in the image of God. And I think a lot of pro-life, kind of the average pro-life person hears that and they're like, oh yeah, that's what I want, right? I mean, that doesn't sound very controversial.
Right.
And yet the pro-life movement doesn't actually support that, murdering anyone being illegal for everyone.
Wow. Yeah, no, that's a big difference, man. They may not see it as a big difference, but it is, man, because, first thing I thought about is, maybe not in the clinic per se, but, the pills, man.
Yeah.
That's still murder. It's
right.
Still the case, even no matter what, I guess, what stage that it's in, man. So what are some things you guys are doing, man, that, some projects and things you guys are doing and to kind of help push this forward?
Yeah, right now there's a big, kind of backing up a little bit, Roe versus Wade, that was on the, that was the Supreme Court's decision for many, many years that a lot of people, believe was the law of the land. We believe falsely.
Mm-hmm.
But we ended up submitting a brief in that case. Our organization, I wrote the brief.
Nice.
21 organizations signed on to it, 20 state legislators. We filed that brief. And we were arguing for the court to overturn Roe versus Wade.
Mm-hmm.
And they did that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it wasn't just our brief. Right? I'm not like taking credit for that.
Sure.
We were arguing for that. They did that. We're grateful for that. But we were also arguing that the court would go further, because the 14th Amendment to the Constitution says no state shall deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws.
Right, right.
So we're saying the 14th Amendment requires every state to provide equal protection.
Mm-hmm.
The Supreme Court in Dobbs overturning Roe, they said, we're returning it to the people's representatives. But the Constitution actually says, no, this is not up to each state whether or not they want to provide equal protection to babies. If we say babies are persons, which
right.
we all do,
right.
then states are not just, they can't just do whatever's right in their own eyes, which is what's going on right now.
Yeah.
They're actually legally, constitutionally required to provide equal protection to these children. So that's what we were arguing, in the Dobbs case. The court chose to ignore that for now.
Sure.
Hopefully they'll take that up at some point. But, that's a big part of what we do. So the issue is a lot of the pro-life movement actually disagrees with that.
Wow.
Because equal protection means, what are the laws that protect my life and your life?
Mm-hmm.
We call those homicide laws,
yep.
right? So keep someone coming in here from intentionally, knowingly, recklessly, or criminally negligently killing us.
Mm-hmm.
We're glad those laws are on the books.
Right.
I love those laws.
Right.
Praise
right.
God for those
right.
laws. Those are the laws that protect my life and your life.
Right.
We think those should be the same laws to protect babies in the womb. Most of the pro-life movement disagrees with that. In fact, we've put forward bills just this year. We had bills in 11 states. I think total we've had bills over the last several years in like 16 states that provide equal protection. And our biggest opponent in that has been the pro-life lobbying organizations. Because kind of the most controversial part of that is that, guess what? As born people, our mothers can't legally kill us, right? If they were to do that, they could be prosecuted.
Wow.
Now, they would have due process. They'd have to be, they'd have presumption of innocence, and they'd have get an attorney and all that. But our mamas can't kill us, right? Not that I have to worry about that.
Right.
But they can't. And we laugh about that. Yeah, of course they can't.
Right.
Well, under the pro-life bills that they write across the country, that pro-life lobbying organizations put forward, pro-life politicians pass, mothers can do that. Even under the pro-life bills, even the heartbeat bill, the trigger bills, the Human Life Protection Act, says, hey, life at conception, all those things that shut down clinics, and we're grateful clinics are shut down, that they're not making money anymore off of aborting babies. Nevertheless, those bills still allow mothers to do self-managed abortions, meaning they can still order the pills, get the pills, and take them even in these so-called abortion-free states like Texas, Oklahoma, Alabama, Kentucky, all these places. And it's the pro-life bills that actually explicitly allow for that.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, no, I mean, that's like you said, we joke about the your mom can't kill you, but I mean,
yeah,
that's wow. I never, I guess, even heard that. And I'm sure my listeners appreciate that, man. And, you know, sound like you guys are doing a lot of the groundwork. I mean, definitely on the legal side. And that's needed, man. That's where we got to combat it, because those are the things that, you know, are allowing it, or, you know, saying that that is legal, or you know, or whatever. So,
well, you know, actions speak louder than words.
Absolutely.
And if the pro-life movement, if we've been saying, hey, a fetus is a person, and hey, this is murder, but the bills we're actually passing are not treating them like that, then what we're telling the culture is that we don't really believe a fetus is a person, right? We're thinking there's some like second class person,
right?
And that's, you know, that's not what God says.
Absolutely.
God says, and God also says, you shall not show partiality in judgment throughout Scripture.
Yep.
And what do we do whenever we say, oh, well, if you're born, your mom can't kill you.
Mm.
But before then, yeah, she can't hire an abortionist anymore, but she can still do it.
Partiality.
And there's no penalty at all. She has total immunity, even under our pro-life bills. I mean, that's discrimination.
It is.
We're just discriminating against somebody because of, you know, where they're located.
Wow.
They are.
Yeah, no, that's, so. I mean, it sounds so simple, but it's like, it's profound, man, because you don't hear that conversation when it comes to that, and take it down to the bare bones of, you know, the rights. Like you said, it sounds good, but, you know, if there's nothing actually protecting them, then nothing's happening. Wow, that's cool, man. That's cool. So anything else? There was a video, I don't know if you want to talk about that before we get to the break.
Our big thing right now is we're releasing a documentary on November 10th. First episode is going to drop.
Nice.
You can go to abortionfree.com to find out about that, abortionfree.com. And it's a documentary kind of exposing a lot about what we're talking about.
Gotcha.
But hey, even in these so-called abortion-free 14 states that have passed these pro-life bills, abortion's still alive and well there. There's still abortions happening, you know, as much as ever. And, you know, it's maybe a slight drop, but overall we see across the country more babies being aborted than even before Roe versus Wade, or before the Dobbs case.
Right.
So that's what we're kind of exposing. And we're exposing that the pro-life movement is actually the one killing bills that would actually solve that.
Mm.
That a lot of people don't know about.
Wow.
Because they've got this whole idea that, oh, these women getting, that all women getting abortions are victims. And we say, no, some are, some are not. We have a justice system to figure out who is and who isn't. But they're saying, no, all are victims. It's like, no. That's not right. So that's in our documentary. We look forward to sharing that with people. But they can check it out at abortionfree.com.
Absolutely. And we'll definitely have links to it in the show notes. And make sure you guys check it out and support it, man. So right here, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, we're back in here with my good friend Bradley, man. This is the second half or the tail end of the podcast. This is actually where I do my three signature questions. These are three questions I ask all of my guests. We're going to change directions a little bit. We were serious on the first end. We're going to lighten up on the back end. All right. And so the first signature bar question is, what kind of music do you listen to?
You know, I listen to... I'm going to sound whatever, nerdy or whatever, but I love classical music.
Okay.
And I love just a lot of scripture music.
I like
just listening
it.
To God's word. There's lots of different artists, like Brian Savay.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard any of his stuff?
I have.
There's a lot of good stuff on the Psalms.
Yep.
A lot of good stuff. I love that. Nathan Clark George. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good scripture stuff and several other artists. So I love that. I love any kind of instrumental music as well.
Okay.
Just like movie scores and things like that. So
I love
it. That's my favorite. And of course, hymns.
Of course.
All that.
I love it. We're only at a Reformed conference, you know?
Yeah. Probably a lot more common with folks here on all that. Probably a lot more of us here than in most places.
Absolutely. All right. Next signature bar question is, what book or books are you currently reading? And you can't remember, it's okay.
Yeah. Right now I'm reading a book by John Lovell.
Okay.
A warrior poet guy. It's called The Warrior Poet Way.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good, solid book. He's a Christian guy. It's a book. It's not just about, you know, Christianity. Although he is a Christian. It's a book just about manhood.
Yeah.
Of course, a lot of his principles are biblical manhood.
Right.
But it's not necessarily what it's all about.
Gotcha.
But that's a really good book.
Okay.
Really
I like it.
That.
All right. And last thing is your bar question. What podcasts or sermons do you listen to, if any?
Yeah, I don't. I work from home, and so whenever I had a commute, you know, I used to listen to a lot more podcasts and things
like that.
So I don't have a lot of time to listen to a lot of that. Whenever I'm working out or something like that. That's when I listen to stuff, and that's I mostly listen to audiobooks.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Good deal, man. Well, listen, brother. First, thank you for coming over and getting on the bar, and super excited to support what you got going on, and my listeners, make sure you guys check out that was abortionfree.com.
Abortionfree.com.
So you can check out that and support those guys there. And man, thank you again. Thank you to the listeners. Thank y'all for checking out The Bar, your favorite podcast. Check us out every Tuesday. Till next time, we are out of here.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.